This week, something called the Theater Truck will set up stage in public spaces around Cambridge. From there, the Theater Truck's crew of gypsy actors embark on a rock band-style tour of the nation. WBUR's Andrea Shea has their story.
The Theater Truck harkens back to Elizabethan times when troops of actors roamed the countryside in wagons, putting on plays for the masses. But this wagon runs on diesel.
It looks like a U-Haul, only it's bigger.
33-year-old Sean Eastman is the artistic director of the Momentum Theater Company. A few years ago, he welded and banged together a mobile stage out of a generic-looking 22-foot cube truck.
Okay, go ahead. Clear.
Clear.
The Boston-area actors in this newly formed troupe stand looking at the long side of the truck. A mechanical winch lowers the top edge down so it flops open like a giant slice of bread. That slab of truck, now parallel to the ground, becomes the stage.
And that's part of the allure I wanted. I wanted it to be something that launched the idea that out of something ordinary can come extraordinary things. And really, it's built to be an actor's jungle gym.
This is the first time 27-year-old John Green is seeing the theater truck in action.
When I first heard of this thing, it just reminded me of Transformers. I loved Transformers as a kid, like more than meets the eye.
It's a dream come true to perform on this thing, he says. Same for 24-year-old Veronica Barron.
The fact of a truck that transforms to a stage really appeals to sort of like my inner gypsy, which frankly is not buried that far down.
The actors were chosen for their adventurous spirit, abilities, and strength. Then the director starts directing.
Get up there. Get up there. She's a beast. The whole frame is welded with quarter-inch angle iron and cube piping. So I've had about 20 guys up top there jumping up and down. You can get up there however you want.
And the really fun thing is, director Sean Eastman wants the actors to use the entire truck, not just the stage. They scramble up on the roof, dangling and posing on the truck's frame, like monkeys or acrobats.
Ferdinand meets the island. Ferdinand meets the island. 10, 9, 8.
They're doing a very physical version of The Tempest by Shakespeare. They call theirs the Urban Tempest.
The monster. The monster.
From a distance, this all looks pretty strange. Henry Williams, a Cambridge Parks Department worker of 17 years, says he's never seen anything like the theater truck.
I really haven't. It's different. It's really unique, to say the least. No, I can't say I have.
While he's intrigued, Williams makes a very practical observation.
As long as you make it from place to place and have no breakdowns, that's even better.
And necessary. The truck's tour schedule includes stops in New England, New York, Chicago, Seattle.
It's great because you're taking the theater wherever people need it to be. There's something cool about that.
And director Sean Eastman says it's something like what actors in Shakespeare's time were doing.
They were the rock bands of then, right? Right? The King's Men traveling around doing the shows.
Even if it means crashing on people's couches and in campgrounds along the way. And they'll be passing the hat at their performances so they can fill the tank to get to the next gig.
Thou best know what a torment I did find thee in. Thy groans did make wolves howl, penetrate the breasts of ever-angry bears. It was a torment to lay upon the damned, which Sycorax could not again undo. It
For WBUR, I'm Andrea Shea.
When I arrived and heard thee, that made gape the pine and let thee out.
There's nothing ill can dwell in such a temple. If the ill spirit have so fair a house, good things will strive to dwell with it.
I do beseech you, chiefly that I might set in my prayers. What's your name?
Miranda. Oh, my father, I broke your hest to say so.
All the infections that the sun sucks up from bogs, fens, flats, on Prosper fall, and make him by inch meal a disease. His spirits hear me, and yet I needs must curse. For every trifle are sprites set upon me, sometimes like apes that mow and chatter at me, and after bite me, then like hedgehogs that lie tumbling in my barefoot way, and mount their pricks at my footfall. Sometimes am I all wound with adders, who with cloven tongues do hiss me into madness.